And now, all right, you better watch out. Better not pout, better not cry, better not shout. Making a list, checking it twice. Anyway, yes, it's very simple. Art Williams, you know, the video we had on Tuesday night, absolutely amazing. Talk about his little 18, 20-minute presentation, you know, over and over and over and over and over. So we're going to talk about that. You know, we've got the hour and a half. I've got an hour and a half. My great friend Cindy Thompson is about to get a monster bonus check. One of my direct NSDs in Maryland, you know, she's got it rocking. But she said, I did a Zoom call for Tahi Burke, another great guy in her hierarchy. Sean was on there, Sean T and other folks. And she said, man, that was the greatest speech. It's better than what you do on Tuesday night. And I said, I don't talk on Tuesday night. I don't give any speeches. I just introduce people and talk to people and interview and stuff like that. Well, you're doing an hour and a half here. So we're doing a little half hour tonight. We got the presentation in its entirety tomorrow. Darla cleaned me up. She brought the wash rag and some soap, a little Clorox or something, you know, kind of clean behind the ears. And so just do the damn presentation. Don't be doing all the little talk. You can do that too, because I'm going to do that tomorrow too. But we set it up so it's just the presentation. And then we're going to go through why, because there's a reason why and everything that gets done. Why you leave it out, why you put it in, whatever. And so going back, shifting back to 1981, you know, I've been in business a year. I'm a big guy, talks about double-digit recruiting. And I had recruited 10 people for the whole year. What a great start. Was a district leader for the whole year. I went to district in like the first 4 weeks. And so the bottom line, we're out there struggling, you know. I made $5,000 full-time. Don't want to give that presentation, how you can make $5,000 full-time for the year. But anyway, I made a decision when my dad, I called him and I thought, man, if I could, you know, I'm 3 months behind on this $175 a month house rent. I'm behind on everything, electric, water, you name it. And just, you know, trying to keep my head above water, 15-year-old car, all that crap. And I said, if we could borrow $2,000 or $3,000, basically his name, because I had no credit at all, co-signed for me, co-signed nothing, you signed. And he just said, well, you know, you got a degree, you can go get a job, you worked before. If you can't make that thing work, then, you know, go get a job. And I went, and back in those days, you had to go like to the library and look up how to do a resume. You can't do everything Google. So I went and got the little format for the resume. I never made a resume. I came out of college in A.L. Williams, first job. So I started putting the little resume together, and I got so disgusted halfway down. It's like, I'm not doing this crap. And so the whole legendary thing is I went and talked to 700 people in 19 days. And, you know, and people say, wait, what was the magic about the 700? Nothing. I needed 12 recruits. I wish it had been out of 12. I talked to 12 and got 12. The 700 was how long it took 719 days to get the 12. Because if you don't have 10, 15, 12, 15 recruits, you're not going to get two or three districts. And that's what I had to have more than anything. That was going to change everything. So I made a decision. Decide. You can break that down. The syllable, decide. It means you got to make a choice. And you got to cut something more than likely. A decision. Something you've been doing, you got to change it. You know, matricide, you kill your mother. That's a little rough. Damn, I saw Angela, that's why I thought about that. No, just kidding, it's an inside joke here. You know, genocide, where Hitler, he tried to wipe out a whole race. Suicide, you kill yourself. I keep doing the sides. But D side is you, and you have to choose what you're going to do, and then something's got to go. Like in the video that's always playing, I chose to win. Once I chose to win, I didn't have to think anymore. I didn't have to make any more decisions. Larry Wydell called a meeting. We're going. We were already going to Atlanta once a month. He says, I want to do that too. Awesome. My upline, he's only 300 miles away. We're 600. We're doing it. I told Peggy and the crew, I said, Laura, the Penn Belt crew, Cindy, we said, all right, we're going to go twice a month. And that's when we built 17 RVPs. We went from 17 NSDs, excuse me. We went from four people in a car the 17 buses in 11 months. That was a decision. So I had to go to work, and I got through the people. You know, so one is 700. One recruit, $700 in premium. 12 months later, senior vice president with three RVPs. Those RVPs are my brother, Randy, today. Peggy Hightower represents one of those legs. And my, you know, college roommate, Sid, just took off out of the business. Well, a parting gift, Peggy Hightower. That's always good to go. My cousin left Warren Powers. I mean, sometimes they leave a parting gift, and it's nice, you know. And Ina Pollins. I think about decisions. I had to make a decision. My mom's yelling at me because they had like a 3-inch ice storm. I mean, it was ice crazy. And we didn't have satellite weather back then. We didn't have Jim Cantore. We didn't have all the, you know, stuff with people on the Weather Channel. But they just, it looked bad, and you didn't know how long it was going to last. It started snowing, you know, if it was going to snow for 2 minutes, 2 days, or whatever. So I go. Everybody's telling me no. had 45 people invited, only four show up. One lady, Ina Pollins, comes, drives. It's a 45-minute drive. Probably took her 2 or 3 hours to get there. If I don't show up at that meeting, I guarantee you she'd never come back in. We don't have cell phones. There's no way to really contact. She drove 2 or 3 hours in that daggum weather, and we're closed down. That's insane. I knew it was something a little different because I came into the office. You know, I got there early, but she was there an hour early. The only one, you know, we had the secretary, Kathy Mitchell, she's in there, and a guy from church, it was his daughter that was working with us. And Ina comes up to me and said, "Hi, I'm Ina Pollins. Can I get you a cup of coffee, hon?" I'm like, "Who the hell are you?" "You ready to roll?" And that's where Calk, Christian, Chavez, all that came from. That's insane. Tommy DiGirolamo was about to go over a million. Christian over a million. Think about that. That's the first three RVPs in 12 months. I made a decision and talked to people about part-time, full-time, build a platform 5 to 12 months while you're part-time. You can build you your own brokerage-type business, and you could own it. So I just talked about a whole bunch of people, embrace the repetition. Go to RVP during that same 12 months. Larry Widell tells me I'm a regional leader. Put 500 people in a room, I'll come see you. Now, a lot of you out there that are not RVPs, or even brand new RVPs, I can see you out there. It's like the romper room. I can see you. You got your little lip poked out. "Bob, Lon didn't tell me about the placement. I didn't hear nothing. I think we should have full disclosure." I'm like, "Sure, I'll get the lawyers to write a book for your ass when you sign up. You can give it to every one of your new recruits. Suck it up, buttercup." So anyway, I see you out there. If you think I'm talking about you, I am talking about you. Okay. You got to suck it up. My upline said put 500 people in a room. So I did. Less than 100 days, put 500 people in a room. My sister Pat out there, you know, she wasn't interested in the business at all. I was like, "Pat, you got to come. You got to bring people. I don't give a crap. All hands on deck, man." And so, you know, you think about it. Turley tells me go get 60 districts. Well, I made a decision. I went and did it. 18 first, direct districts. And through them drove replacements for me and RVPs for them. Boom, you look up. In 5 years, you got 80 RVPs. Well, how do you do that? Districts. You promote districts and produce districts. Now, fast forward, and this is the whole point of the hour and a half this weekend, is that, you know, and Darla told me tonight, because we've kind of been talking about how we're putting it together. She goes, "No, you're doing the live thing tonight." I'm like, "Yes, I am. Okay, got it right here, you know." Well, I know the story. So I had 29 first generations. That pretty much took about 30 months from scratch to build, less than 3 years. Just like a Render and Buisson and Rusty, all those people talking about it, and Francis just talked about it. It only took 2, 3, 4 years to build everything that you rode for 30, 40 years. So anyway, built 29 first, and we get up to 08, and 08 was a banking crash. Well, we did mortgages here, and there's a lot of people that went too far on the mortgage side, wasn't balanced, and the mortgage challenge was it just went away one day. It's just boom, it's gone. And so all of a sudden, we're not doing it. Well, that's $250,000 in income to me. Right before we do the IPO, we're trying to get out of city. I was with John Addison multiple times. I remember being in Columbia, South Carolina, and we've got a deal with one of the big companies in Alabama. Man, we're going to give us two planes. We're getting out of city. Going to be free right before a football game. Monday, their stock, that company, not going to name their name, their stock went from $37 a share to $9 in one day. That deal was gone. Another big famous firm on Wall Street everybody's heard of. They invest in our company now. They were going to buy us. Had that worked out. I mean, John had a massive stroke when he was 49 years old in 2007. So he's doing all this afterwards. I mean, literally pulling his hair. I remember so many times I'd be with him. And my job, Rick Williams, my job was give him another beer. Shake it off, little fella. It's going to be okay. I mean, this went on for like a year and a half. Finally, we get our freedom. I do my assessment. My income's down $250 off the smart. The rest of the business is okay. I mean, getting paid about $1 million a year without writing any sales for 26 years. You know, I know a lot of y'all like to write sales too. I like them too. I like a lot of people writing sales. We do like 3,000 of them in, July? Yeah, so I like that too. But I want to build a business like Francis just said, massive, passive income, where you can't stop. It's like an ATM, just keeps on coming out. So anyway, I'm down from 29 RVPs to 7. I go to MIT right around we get the IPO done. Some new RVP's got the big eyes and going, "Well, Mr. Young," you know, and they're probably older than me, but they're all like kids to me, like you punks out there, part of romper room that, you know, upset about everything. "Grow up, suck it up, buttercup." Well, they're looking at me and they're like, "Have you ever had an RVP quit?" I said, "Quit? Hell, I've had like 30 of them die." "Hell, what are you talking about?" They're like, "Die." I'm like, "Hell, I've been here 30 years. I mean, you do the math. The audience looking here, what's plus 30 look like on you? Oh, hell. You know, what's 40 look like? I've been here 40 years now. So I made a decision. I was going to reload. And that wasn't easy. And I also knew I had challenges because I go to football games in the fall. I hope to God I'm going to them this fall. They said UGA is only going to allot 18,000 tickets, which is not a problem because nothing's sold out. They might cost 10 times more. I mean, instead of, you know, $100, they might be $1,000 a ticket. I mean, that ain't no problem. But I got to go to football games. I have to go to the Super Bowl every year. It's the first week, first Sunday in February every year. There's certain things that I have to do that don't allow, things that won't allow me to work on a full-time schedule. A lot of travel involved. You know, I can't do it. I did it. Now, when I built those in that 30 months, you were talking about, boom, massive effort, dramatic, crazy, intense. And that's what you got to do before you start talking about taking time off. But I'm going to do it in 3 days a week. I remember Bob Safford flying in from, before he passed away, he flew into Atlanta to meet with me. We met at Marlowe's over in Tucker, Georgia. We spent 4 hours, and he said, you know, I sat down with people and did the presentation like you're talking about, a little two-page thing, and I did it over and over and over and over and over and over, thousands of them. That's how I built my hierarchy. He says, but, you know, everybody tells me now that, and some of the even people in primary, well, my kids don't know what a paper and a pen is. Well, somebody ought to slap you into oblivion. What do you mean they don't know what a paper and a pen is? Really? That's your excuse? Everything's got to be on a computer? Everything's got to be like maybe somebody's got to do the presentation for you? Dana Carvey did a great thing on his, you know, millennial kids. They called him. The cable was out. They call up, can you call them for me? Please, can you call the cable company? I don't know how to do it, you know. Well, if you want to make excuses, you can, but you can't make excuses to make money. You can't build nothing. So you got to be tough. I'm going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow. But I had to make a decision. I'm going to go do this thing. And what I had to do is go find people. So I harvested names, a couple hundred names. Who do you know? And after the banking crisis, who do you know is in the mortgage business? Real estate, flipping houses, concrete, nails, shingles, lumber, landscaping. Who was involved? Somebody separated, divorced, death in the family, serious illness, accident. Who do you know? I'm basically profiling what I'm looking for. Hungry, motivated people who want to do something right now because they went from bigger house, smaller house, house they owned to rental house. I'll go through that again tomorrow, part of my follow-up. And part of the presentation is actually in there. But you got to harvest. That's one of the most important parts of what we do. And harvest people that have hot markets with people that they know. And so it was a big deal for me to find like Peggy and Jaron King sitting in here right now. They came in and got 23 personal recruits the first month. Wanted to win a trip to San Francisco and play golf in Pebble Beach. We had 180 recruits for them in less than 8 months. Went to RVP the first year. I mean, that's what you're looking for. One recruit away from an explosion. And so I harvest people. Today with COVID, I promise you guys, there's going to be double to triple the amount of people out there looking than were out there after 08, 09, 2010. Because a lot of businesses are completely changing their model, which means the ability to go out there and build something, a platform where you're making six figures. You know, I had a guy tell me the other day, I love this here. Hey, he's making, high six figures. And I said, 800, 900? He goes, oh, no, like 280. 280, would somebody making 28,000 say they make high five figures? Six figures, 100,000. I'm making 28,000, high five figures. What? There's going to be a whole lot of people out there that are going to lose their stuff. They're losing it right now. Look through the news because I know everything's just the worst. But I'm talking about there's lots of people struggling. And we have an opportunity with that to harvest people that may want to build a platform. You don't need that many. Crap, you need 3, 4, 5, 10. Well, Art said 7 to 10. So reloaded when I got 11 new firsts, 11 new seconds, and then people say to me, well, the securities test is hard. You gotta do the SIE. I know what the S stands for, SH. What the hell? I got 22 new REPs, 20 of them passed the test. I think that's more than, who was that? Walter Charles was telling me tonight, that's more than 20, no, it was Olivier. Olivier, that's more than 90%. See, I got that statistic going for me now. But I mean, quit making excuses. Just go find some people who want to go get something done. And so that's what I did. Went out there and started building, harvested names. That was big. Told Bob Safford. Because he was thinking about doing this. I've had so many people, and I don't want to name names, million-dollar earners, people you love talking about, how can I go get another 10, 15 first? Well, you got to do the work. You got to make the decision. Got to change some things. And that wasn't easy either. Because now I'm sitting in front, I did 4,000, 5,000 appointments, 4,000 showed. Looking at the same knuckleheads, and almost all of them, told me, no, thank you. I'll get back with you. I'm going to think about it. I'll do some research. Great. Go ahead and Google something to see if you can find some 35-year-old stay-at-home son playing video games in their basement who's going to do a Google search for you. What the crap? I mean, I talk to people every single day to look at me like I landed in a spaceship. I don't give a crap. And here's the thing. You have two kinds of coaches. coaches who've been fired and coaches who haven't been fired yet. Don Shula, winningest coach in NFL history. If Bill Belichick has winning seasons for the next 7 years, he's not going to catch him. Winningest coach in NFL history, fired. Tom Landry, legendary coach, Dallas Cowboys, fired. Both replaced by legendary Jimmy Johnson, also fired. Because in that world, you either have players or your ass fired. Like Ty Lue, you know, won a championship, and all of a sudden, 2 years later, he don't know how to coach. The guy at the Cubs, you know, Joe Maddon, first World Series win in something like 104 years. 2 years later, he sucks, he's fired. Because you ain't got the players. So Primerica, you're not going to get fired. You're just not going to have any money. You walk around because you don't have a ring. Walk around at the convention. Coops, people are going to be looking for an autograph in the Financial Independence Council book. And they're going to see, RVP, and they're going to see your hands down there in your pockets. And I have a theory about that, too, but this is a family program. So, what the crap? Go make some damn money. You got a contract that's 3 times bigger than what we had back in the day. So at the end of the day, you got to make the decision. You're going to go do the work, go through the paces, and it ain't easy. I mean, people say over and over, and I can remember, like, my tongue halfway falling asleep. Like, do 8 or 9 of them in a row. And I'm thinking, did I tell them about the, you know, go from bigger house, smaller house they own, a rental house, separated, divorced, dead? Pretty sure I said that already, but I just go ahead and say it again, because they're probably not listening anyway. Just go through the paces, and went through the paces, and boom. And, you know, these 22 RVPs are going to turn into 100. I can't stop it. That's what you can do. Art Williams just said on the video tonight, build a team where you build RVPs and RVPs who build RVPs. That's a success. Not writing everything on your pen. Hey, you can do that. You make $1 million a year at Primerica. Multiple people have done that. I don't want to do that. I want a big, massive, passive income where you build something. You got a lot of layers of successful people that do well. So it's all about the double-digit teams. I requalified for district. I'm $1 million earner. I requalify for district. I qualify for division, regional. Got my districts in place. Qualified for RVP. Then I qualify for SVP, NSD, and SNSD. And this team that we've got to do Blitz Squad, they're averaging. Last month they did 400 recruits by 220,000. It's an SNSD hierarchy on top of a hierarchy. You could go do that, and you could do that in a short amount of time. I promise you. Not 3 days a week like me. You go bust it 7 days a week, maybe take half a day off or something. But, I mean, you go bust it. You can be done. I don't know anybody big in Primerica who took more than 3-4 years to go get it done. This is the greatest time ever to get it done. Tomorrow I'm going to spend an hour with you talking about specifically what I did, how I did it. But you got to make the decision. And you got to embrace the repetition, suck it up, quit making excuses, and get the job done.